Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
That's me doing that scream.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. I thought that was Daniel Corey doing it.
That's a guy named Warren Frizzell.
Oh. I don't trust anybody named Warren.
What's going on, everybody? This is the Skooks of Hazzard Show, episode number 59.
Made it.
We are almost at 60.
Almost.
We always do something special for like every 10th episode.
Yep, and at 65, we're going to retire.
Yeah.
And start a new show.
What show is that going to be?
It's called the Hazardous Skooks. It's a spin-off show. It's kind of like Fuller House, you know?
The Hazardous Skooks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they live next to a nuclear reactor, and now they all have, radiation sickness.
And boils.
Right.
Yep. We're basically Japanese.
Well, everybody, we now live in a world where the Eagles have won a Super Bowl. How about that?
I can't fucking believe it.
It's, I'm still in disbelief, sort of, mm-hmm. about it. I mean, it just doesn't seem real to me.
It's crazy because now you have to go down to like your local magistrate and sign up for bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because not everybody, that's not an actual right.
Right.
It's bragging rights. You actually have to do something
you
extraordinary.
You got to have a permit.
Right. You need a permit. And
right.
$40. You get bragging rights until next September.
Right.
And then we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't want to say the Eagles are going to start a dynasty because
they're
not. But it would be nice to see them win a game next year, you know?
I think they're going to win more than just one game next year.
Well, it depends if one of their players is put on the Madden game on the cover. Jesus.
On the road to victory.
I know, Victor.
The Eagles fight song.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They fight. One, two, three. Hit them where? High? Fly,
fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles!
That spells respect.
Yeah, I had to play that.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I'm not an Eagles fan.
When am I ever going to win when are the Eagles ever going to win another Super Bowl in my lifetime? I don't know that.
I don't know. We should bet on it, though.
You want to?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say 2060.
Speaking of being alive, how is your New Year's resolution going so far? The one where you're not going to die?
Oh, I'm doing pretty bad. I almost died yesterday.
You almost died a couple times?
Well, there's a lot of ice around, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been sliding, you know?
Yeah, everywhere.
But the real hero here is my heart. It has not given up on me yet.
Right.
You know,
it's still beating.
No matter how much butter I throw at it, no matter how many cigarettes I put near it, you know, it just wants me to live.
It just keeps on beating.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Ed Bassmaster. Remember him?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's we played him on the show already.
Well, he's from Philly, isn't he?
He is from Philly. And it seems like my computer is frozen, so forget that idea.
Well, here, I'll do it. Just look at that. The Eagles won. Oh, my God. Just look at that. What is that, a Philly special? Oh, just look at this.
That's pretty much what it is.
Really?
I'll play it when it unfreezes.
So let's talk about what happened at the parade yesterday then.
Yeah.
Or on Thursday.
Look at it. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Just look. They won, everybody. Just look at it. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, I wasn't far off.
Yeah, you weren't.
That's fucking hilarious.
So now my computer's freezing up. Hmm. Great. Okay. Anyway, what happened at the parade
okay.
in Philly?
Well, there was a couple things. Everybody started getting down to Philly around 7 o'clock in the morning because, you know, you got to tailgate a parade, obviously.
Uh-huh.
There was a bunch of, you know, New York Giants fans and Dallas Cowboys fans that went to this parade, and they got their fucking asses kicked, you know?
That doesn't sound right.
It happened. You know, I've
Did
seen...
It?
Yeah,
Is
yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah, it's for real.
You're not joshing me?
Oh, I might be. But anyway, it's the good people down in Philadelphia that really give this state all we need. We need a championship football team, okay? Because
yep.
the Steelers are on the other side of the fucking place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to travel for hours to get there.
Yeah.
You could literally drive to Philadelphia in under 2 hours. You could literally see as many homeless people as there are stars in the sky. You can literally see so many greased telephone poles that you can't even count them. You know?
Yeah, they do grease the poles up.
They have to.
I guess there's a tendency for people to climb up them. Why, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, people like to get high.
I mean, it's just an odd thing to do when your football team wins is climb a telephone or light pole.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's just so random.
It's a parade, though. People have to have parades. You know, they get all the Eagles players' wives. They get all the towel boys. They get all the water boys, and they make a march down a street and wave to the Eagles fans. You know, they have a bird that comes out, and they go.
I'm just saying, it's strange. It's very strange. I mean, it could have easily been like, hey, let's crawl into the sewer.
Yep.
And they crawl under the grates. I mean, that's. That's kind of like what it is.
Did you see any of the floats that they had at the parade?
Come on, honey, the Eagles won. Let's get under this sewer grate.
Yeah, let's get under there and fucking manhole.
Then next year they'll have to put plywood over all the grates in the city.
Dude, they had to lock down the entire. They greased everything. People were slipping and sliding.
The whole city was greased.
Yeah, exactly. It was nuts. I mean, I know a guy who got a boot on his car, you know, and was able to still drive home because everything was slick.
Right.
You know?
He only needed three wheels.
Yep, he was a self-loathing Caucasian. That's why I call him slick.
So why don't we jump into news?
Okay.
Real quick.
Want to jump right in?
We'll get through this.
Okay.
And we'll move on. It's almost Valentine's Day, by the way. We got some Valentine's Day stuff planned.
I love you.
Now, new things you need know about.
I miss that you don't laugh at that anymore.
Oh, do you want me to do it?
Yeah, do it one more time.
Okay, let me play it one more time.
Ready, everybody?
And I'll do my laugh.
Now listen up.
Now, new things you need know about.
Perfect. That wasn't forced.
So funny. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. The FBI agents made an astonishing discovery this morning while executing a search warrant at the residence of a Houston mortician.
Really?
3,178 embalmed human penises.
Ew.
Yep. The FBI suspected 54-year-old Dave Murray, an employee of the Harris County Morgue, of being implicated in an organ trafficking network.
Penises, huh?
Yep. Well, that's an organ.
People, there's a demand for embalmed penises.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. If you are missing your cock, if you're missing your phallus, if you're missing your penis, you give this guy a call.
It's probably already on the underground market.
Imagine
you're never gonna find
organ
it.
Traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going out there, you're seeing a bunch of dicks behind the wheel.
It's kind of like a vicious circle, because if you have your penis stolen and it gets put on the underground market, now you have to buy a penis from the underground market to, you know, have one again.
You don't have...
Because where else are you going to get a penis?
Well, right. You don't have two of them like you have kidneys.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they throw you in that ice bath and they cut off your dick and they're like...
And you wake up and you're like, ow, my side hurts.
Did you ever hear that song by King Missile? It's called Detachable Penis.
I have.
That's a pretty fun song.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
Been a
while.
But
here's one of the quotes from this story. It was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There were shelves everywhere filled with hundreds of jars, each of them containing a penis floating in them. Oh, my God. And you know what? They use that embalming fluid, formaldehyde.
Yep.
You know, if you smoke that shit.
What happens?
You get wet.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Imagine a fucking dippy, a cock dippy
mm-hmm.
that you just blow on it. And you, oh, God, I can see... A black cat coming near me.
So was each individual penis in a jar?
Yes.
Or did they have like 10 like pickles, like, you know, in a jar?
No.
Pickled dick.
Yeah, pickled dick. No, they had, you know, some of the jars were really large because, you know.
Well, yeah, for the black gentleman.
Yes, yes, the genitalia.
Right.
You know, but it's.
You could probably use like an old tuna fish container to put like a, you know, a Chinese man's in.
Well, you're familiar with the Jelly of the Month Club,
mm-hmm.
right? Imagine getting the Dick of the Month Club and then every month you get a jar of a cock and you just put it up, you know, on your wall, or you could put it on your sandwich.
Honey, has UPS shown up today yet? I'm waiting on my Dick of the Month Club.
Oh, no.
Package.
DHL ships these.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Dick and Hyman lateral.
Okay. Yep. Was that it for that one? We can move on.
Yeah, I have one about...
Oh, you got another one?
A crystal meth addict.
You want to do all mine in a row? Because, I don't know. Yours are usually better than mine.
Hmm.
Is that one pretty good?
Yeah.
Since it's your last one?
I do have one more, and I'll finish that one at the end. Crystal meth addict nearly dies after chewing off his own penis.
Oh.
Yep, a man was found in critical condition and lying in a pool of his own blood after he allegedly chewed off his own penis while high on drugs.
Oh, boy.
This guy, his name was Thomas James Franklin, not to be related with Ben Franklin, right? He's from Newark in New Jersey. So he was on a five-day methamphetamine binge, which ended with him biting off his own genitals.
Wow.
He started talking to his penis and telling it to shut up. And then he kept threatening it and telling his dick to leave him alone.
Oh, yeah?
So this guy was really, really tuned up, I guess. He's like, he just yelled, "You asked for a demon," and bent over and bit off his own penis. That guy has some serious flexibility because I can't reach mine. I try.
Yeah, even with your hands.
Yeah, barely. I have these short...
Let alone my mouth.
Yeah, these T-Rex arms. I could barely jerk off. I have to use the grabber.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's enough for that
one. Don't do meth.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for that one?
Yes.
Let's see. Here we go.
I'll give it
Here's the funny ones that I found. Let's see. Let me pull one of these up. How about, let's see, where do I start with? Well, this is a nice one to start with. Out in California, did you see this Girl Scout? She set up shop in front of a marijuana dispensary, and she sold out of her box 300 boxes of cookies in 6 hours.
Yeah, 312 of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty smart, if you ask me.
I read she might actually be in trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because...
With the Girl Scouts?
Well,
or the law?
Because there's... you can only go door to door for X amount of days, and then there's what they call like the, you know, the setup where they set up like a market of them, you know.
Sure.
Well, she didn't have a permit to be out there slinging. You know.
Oh, she needed a permit.
Yeah.
To sell cookies.
Yeah.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah. She was outside of Urban Leaf. Now that's a pot dispensary, you said, right?
It's in San Diego.
San Diego.
It's pretty smart. It's brilliant, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That's a girl's thinking outside the box.
Well, outside of the cookie box.
Right. I mean, that's like setting up a water stand outside of an ecstasy clinic.
Really?
You know, and people are always thirsty. They're always looking for water, always hot and overheated.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I went to a Bon Appetit party?
No.
Well, everything had some form of, you know, marijuana in it, and like we had keef. Garlic bread.
Sure.
We had, you know, all kinds of like cakes that were made with like CBD oils and you know, THC in them.
Right.
It got so bad that every time it got so fucking bad that I was even getting cottonmouth from the water.
Oh, that's terrible.
Dude, there was
how do you find relief?
There was like buds in there with fucking cucumber and lemon. I'm like, how do I can't even
So
drink
even the
this
water was tainted with THC.
Yeah, imagine getting cottonmouth from drinking water.
Wow. That's the worst.
Well, that's debatable.
How about this ultra runner accused of winning races by hiding in a porta potty?
Really?
Yeah, he was one of them ultra runners, I guess, is his name is Kelly Agnew. He runs those like 200-mile ultra marathons.
But how did he win by hiding?
Well, apparently he just hid out in the porta potty and then popped out, and you know, I guess the end of the race was sort of near the beginning of the race. Like you kind of did a big circle.
Oh, it's a circle.
So
okay,
he just ran into a spot, a porta potty, and hung out there for the 48 hours, and then, you
that
know.
That is fucking hilarious. It turns out he was probably just constipated.
Probably, but, yeah, he didn't complete the full race, so they,
Did they disqualify him?
What did they do to him? Let's see here. What did they do to him? They stripped him of his title, and...
So now he's not Mr. Agnew anymore. He's just Agnew.
Right. Okay, that one was a kind of a dud.
Well, not really. I mean, you hang out in a porta potty.
Yeah.
All fucking... For 48 hours, you deserve some kind of an award.
Right.
You know, like the Don't Go In There After Me award.
Speaking of awards, how about a finalist of the Miss Virtual Kazakhstan is actually a man.
Virtual Kazakhstan?
The Miss Virtual. I guess it's I don't know what it is. I didn't read it. It was funny. The headline.
A 22-year-old fashion model reached the final of the Miss Virtual Kazakhstan despite being a man.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Ariana Aliyeva, I guess is her name. reached the final of the online-only competition after his photo received over 2,000 public votes, probably from all, like, very, very heterosexual men who were like, damn, that chick's fine.
Yeah.
It's a man.
I'm not going to ever be fooled again.
Yeah. This person, the man who won the contest,
yes,
he probably would be able to sell his penis on the underground market.
Yeah. Because,
you know, he's not going to use it anymore.
Not anymore.
Just cut that fucking thing right off and call your underground market dealer.
Maybe it was like a the guy lives in a morgue, but maybe none of those penises were actually from dead people. They were from just a bunch of post-ops that, you
right.
know,
yeah.
don't need them anymore.
Nothing wrong with that. As long as you obtained it legally.
Legal is the key. If you don't get a permit to acquire a cock from somebody that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
not going to use it anymore, then fuck
I wonder how many of those very, very heterosexual men pleasured themselves to pictures of her.
About 1,800 of the 2,000.
All right, bail me out. What's your last one?
Last one. Siamese twins in a vicious legal battle.
Batter.
Yeah, batter. Battle over the right to masturbate.
Wait, say that again?
Siamese twins in a vicious legal battle over a right to masturbate.
Over a right to masturbate.
Yes,
oh, the Siamese. Oh, in privacy? Read the story.
Let me read it. A set of 54-year-old conjoined twins from Michigan are facing each other in court, literally facing each other, because that's
right,
how they're connected.
Right, because that's how they're conjoined, right.
Yeah. As one of the siblings is contesting his brother's right to engage in sexual acts without his consent.
Right.
Okay. Alfred and Wilbert Peterson... Peterson were born, joined at the waist and facing each other, and spent their entire life this way. They have two sets of arms and legs and their own hearts and stomachs, but their lower digestive tract and penis.
And how old are they?
They're 54.
So this is only becoming a problem now?
Yeah, they only have one cock. So.
But I mean, when they were in their sexual prime, like in their 20s and stuff, this wasn't an issue?
I don't know.
Were they having like freaky three-way sex?
He keeps playing with our penis without my consent. That's legally sexual assault. Imagine your brother fucking jerking you off. And
yeah.
But it's also your penis,
it's
too.
Yours, yeah. It's like joint custody.
So, I don't know. Yeah.
You have to go to a custody hearing.
Yeah. You know, that's really, really awesome. I don't want to sleep at night because I'm afraid he's going to touch me. That's another thing he said. He said he waited for his brother to be asleep because he knew he was against it, didn't want to disturb or shock him.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them were facing each other in a specially adapted courtroom this morning in Flint, so they obviously got lead poisoning, too,
right.
in their dicks. Dozens of reporters were present to cover the unusual case, which should clarify many legal issues concerning the sexuality of conjoined twins. At the moment, the Michigan state law doesn't include any guidelines for individuals sharing the same genital organs.
Yeah.
Across the U.S., the only state to have a law concerning that is California,
which
they passed the bill in 2011. It's called the One Dick, Two Lives bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just great. But now that we know there's all these embalmed penises, why don't they just call
get one,
up and
right?
yeah, get one?
It's funny how all these stories kind of link together.
That's true. Or they can get separated, right?
Mm-hmm.
By, you know, you take the cock, I'll take the balls,
yeah.
you know, type deal. Or we could split it right down the middle. You take half a penis and one ball.
Right.
I'll take the other half a penis and one ball.
How do you divvy that up? Split it in the middle.
Yeah,
split it down the middle.
Split it right in the middle. I mean, I only need half a cock,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's weird because, like, you're not even doing it right, you know? Imagine sitting there and, like, I got to scratch myself. You're not scratching. You're preparing to jerk off while I'm sitting there.
Right.
You know?
Do you think if one comes, the other one feels it, too?
Oh, I hope so.
That's a lot of
that is borderline rape.
Yeah,
think about it. Imagine that. You know. So here's my advice to you out in Wilbert and what's your other guy's name?
Where are they
from?
California,
Flint, Michigan.
Oh, right.
Alfred and Wilbert. When I think about you, you touch yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
and your brother.
I don't want anybody else. Cause when I think about you, I touch myself
and my brother. All right, look, we got to do our, that was news.
Yeah, sorry Yay. About that. It went on forever, but we loved it.
That's all right. Everybody loves the news segments
Most
here.
Most of it was cock related today. Did you notice that?
It was. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. No, I'm thanking the audience.
No, I know who you meant.
All right, we're going to do, what are we going to do here? Okay, Valentine's Day is coming up. When is Valentine's Day?
The 14th?
No kidding. But I mean, what day?
Because
what's today? The 10th?
It's Wednesday.
Yes, it's the 10th. So this upcoming Wednesday is Valentine's Day, and we've come up with some top. We used to do top 10 lists, but we kind of felt that that's been done before. So
yeah,
we wanted to go somewhere new.
Got an injunction from, what's that dude's name?
An injunction?
Or, you know, to tell us to stop doing it. Who was that from? Letterman.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he was like, don't ever fucking do 10.
Oh, right.
You can do as many as you want, but
now
don't
I know
do
what
10.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Letterman sent us a cease and desist order.
Yep.
From his lawyer.
Get off my number.
So we're going to do top 11 lists. So, what are you going to do about that? Never been done before. Here's the jingle.
And now, today's top 11 lists.
All right, top 11 lists.
They're going to be epic.
They will be very epic. I get it.
That's funny.
You want to hand me yours first? I'll read yours.
Sure.
Okay. These are top 11 lists that have to do with Valentine's Day. And Josh wrote one, I wrote one. This is Josh's. This is the 11 worst Valentine's Day gifts. 11 worst Valentine's Day gifts. So if you haven't gotten a gift for your significant other, do not get any of these.
Yeah, stay away from these.
Yeah, these are not, these are the worst Valentine's Day gifts.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Number 11. Your dead grandmother's vibrator. It's a hand-me-down.
Yep, hand.
It's been passed down. It's made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Feel the vibration.
Number 10, a Bunsen burner.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, you know.
Yeah,
just,
why would you?
Well, because, you know, if you're dating somebody who makes meth, you know, you should probably not date them.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Number 9, half a loaf of moldy bread.
Ooh.
Bad gift.
Yep, the other half you give to a church.
Very bad gift. Here, number 8, a cassette player. That's a terrible gift.
With a mixtape in it.
What am I going to do with this?
Life is a highway.
Number 7, J-Date subscription.
Mm-hmm.
If she's in a Jewish man, that
no,
might be a...
No, that, no, it's no? just bad. It's
okay.
A bad, it's a bad idea.
Okay. Number 6, all the pennies from the take a penny, leave a penny tray at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All 4 of them.
All 4 of them.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Do you think they can call the cops on you if you take all their pennies? I mean, they're telling you to.
Well, all right. If you leave at least one then, you know what I mean? If you take as many pennies and then leave a penny,
yeah,
I think you're okay.
As long as you leave one penny?
Oh,
is that like in the small print?
That would be a ridiculous... like way to beat the system, you know what I mean?
Right.
You go around, you just take all the pennies from the take a penny, leave a penny.
I mean, you figure how many gas stations are there in America?
There's a lot of gas stations.
If you go
in
to
America,
every one and take all their pennies, you're going to be pretty wealthy.
That's more than the Michigan bottle the 10-cent bottle scam.
You know what I mean? Right. All right, let's move on. Number 5, wrapping paper.
Yep. It's paper that when you open it, it says, I'm gonna rock right now. I'm a man I came to get down.
Number four. This might be my favorite one. Pubic lice shampoo.
Here, honey.
Trying to drop a hint.
Yep. Just
hint,
in
hint.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I come home late tonight.
This is just in case shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, butter sculpture of Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, I take it back. That's my favorite.
Well, think about it. I mean, you get that really nice sculpture made
right.
of like delicious butter.
Yeah, you have to keep it in a cold room.
You know what? Everything's real. Butter fucking vag. Get it?
Number 2, bunk beds. I don't want to sleep next to you anymore.
Nope.
I want you to sleep above me.
Here, honey, I like to be on top for once.
All right. I don't have a drum roll. I should. Thank you. Okay. And the number 1 worst Valentine's Day gift, styrofoam beads from a busted beanbag chair.
Here you go. And you're covered in them.
Oh, that was pretty good, Josh. All right. Here we go. Here's mine. They're in order. There's like 3 or 4 pages.
Okay.
Mine are a little longer than yours.
And this is, by Eric Steven, the top 11 worst places to take your date on Valentine's Day.
Worst places to take your Valentine's Day date.
Let's see what we got in here. All right, number 11, your other girlfriend's house for some hot three-way sex.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Number 10, St. Luke's Hospital cafeteria for a nice romantic dinner.
The cafeteria at the hospital is not a good place.
I wouldn't take her to St. Luke's Hospital if she was dying of cancer.
Yeah, I mean, not only is the food bad, but then they have all the moans and groans from all the dying people.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Number nine, the mosh pit at a Slayer concert.
Yeah, another bad one. These are the worst.
Elbows and knees, hun.
Yeah.
Number eight, your small wooden shack deep in the woods where you keep the bones of your past Valentine's dates.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Honey, bring a shovel.
Bring a shovel in this bag of lye.
Yeah.
We're going to my wooden shack
in
the woods.
You want to see my secret garden? That's where I grow my corn.
Yeah.
Moving on. Number seven of the top 11 worst places to take your date on Valentine's Day.
Number seven.
Number seven. To a male strip club where later on that night she'll be extremely disappointed by the size of your measly cock.
Yeah, you're not doing yourself any favors. You're getting her all worked up.
Nope.
But then once the time comes to pull out your dick.
Yeah.
It's like that trombone sound. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's disappointment.
It's like taking her to a 5-star restaurant and then feeding her baked beans out of a can.
Yeah, it's like, oh, baby. Oh, I need to take my dick out. That nice. Music will actually play in the background.
Number six.
Number six.
Death Valley Assisted Dying Facility.
Oh, yeah, don't go there.
Nah, you don't want to.
That's unless she it. Wants to die, then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Number five. Don't take your date to Bill Cosby's house.
Yeah, definitely not.
Number four. To your secret sex dungeon, and that's in air quotes,
yep.
Where you ask her if she'll whip your balls till they bleed.
That's not gonna keep her around.
Well, I don't know. Valentine's, red, you know, heart.
Yeah.
Hard on.
Hard. You know? Yep. Yeah, hard whipping of the balls.
Okay, the number three.
Number three.
To Philadelphia, dressed in her Tom Brady jersey.
That's just mean.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that.
She'll end up dead.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, the number two worst place you never want to take your date. Nowhere, because you just found out you've been catfished, and your internet girlfriend is actually a 51-year-old truck driver named Bert Regal.
You got catfished.
Oh, man. That's...
So there's, you know,
that's
nowhere to go.
And the number one, the number one place you don't want to take your date for Valentine's Day? To a Sister Fister concert with Queenie.
All right. Hold on a minute. I forgot I wanted to do that.
The applause.
That was our top 11 list for Valentine's Day. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like it.
It was a good first segment.
You know where I'm taking my date for Valentine's Day?
Where?
To a sex dungeon.
to your sex dungeon.
Yeah, well, it's you know.
A sex dungeon or your sex dungeon?
An asex dungeon.
Just okay? asexual?
Yeah, like it's a bunch of amoebas, like in tanks, but it's all dank and dark down
there.
It's
all hermaphrodites
and then people are like,
conjoined twins and...
Ain't that dark, ain't fish paint.
All right, so look, we're going to go on our first break. There's way more show coming up.
Well, let's say
a lot more show.
Some more show.
Some more show.
Yeah.
I don't think that's proper English. There's a lot more show coming up, so don't go anywhere. Right now, we're going to play one of Josh's songs that he recorded for our break songs. And what's this one? Liquor and Whores we're going to do?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys, so I figured I'd do an homage.
Yeah, this is a cover song of, if you're not familiar with the Trailer Park Boys, you should be. And if you're not, get yourself a Netflix account and
who's got your bellies?
And watch some Trailer Park Boys. This is one of Bubble's songs that he does. So enjoy this, and we'll be right back.
I like liquor and whores, liquor and whores, cigarettes, dope, bread, mustard, and bologna, liquor and whores. I like a liquor and whores, liquor and whores, cigarettes. Dope, bad mustard and bologna, liquor and more. Well, I was down drinking at the Legion. I met a girl, she was nice, she was very pleasing. She said, hey boy, we should do some merry. I said,
dope, bread, mustard, and bologna, liquor and whores.
Oh no!
Liquor and whores, liquor and whores.
Sounded like Bono.
Cigarettes, dope, bread, mustard, and bologna, liquor and whores. Yeah.
That was awesome. Liquor and whores?
Yep, liquor and whores.
You're very talented.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
You're not going to disagree with me.
Well, fuck no. I mean, my dream is to one day live in a double-wide trailer.
Well, you're on your way.
Absolutely. I mean,
with shit like that.
Huh, fuck.
You'll be there in no time.
That's right. I'm going to go play at the Lions, and then I'm going to play at the Elks Club, and yep. I'm going to do my, you know, tour of sponsors of Biddy League.
Right.
Rotary.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. And I hope you enjoyed that rendition of Liquor and Whores that Josh Ooh-Ah Brian did for us.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I loved it.
Thank you.
We're going to move on now for our next segment. What are we doing? Why don't you explain it? Because it was your idea.
Okay. Well, you're familiar with ad-libs.
Oh, my God. That was so very loud.
Well, that's what it is.
Right.
So you're familiar with our game ad-libs.
Mm-hmm.
We had the idea to kick around some new ideas with it, and we decided to mash it up with some of our favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take some lyrics from our favorite songs, and we're going to remove some of the words.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fill in those blanks, and then we're going to sing the song as best as we can,
mm-hmm.
and the other person is going to guess who wrote that song.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was very good. That was
All
a
right.
very good explanation.
Thank you.
Now I just have to find the ad-libs theme. Because I forgot to save it to the music player here.
Oh, it's fine.
So here we go. I got it. I'm going to drag it and drop it.
Okay.
And then we're going to start.
Oh, well, you better pick it up.
Because this is one of my favorite jingles that we've ever done.
Well, I just did it.
You did just do it, but this is much better. The recorded version.
Oh, it's not as loud, you're saying.
The professional version, right? And it's not as loud. Right.
Well, you produced it, and you're one of the best producers this side of, Harvey Weinstein's... Lick a closet.
I'm a regular Rick Rubin mm-hmm. over here. Okay, yep. Here we go. Ad libs. What did you explain what it was? Did I miss that part? I was probably searching for this, and you had already explained it.
Totally. You told me it was a great explanation.
All right. It's musical ad libs.
Fucking
okay.
Hard.
Here we go.
Okay.
All that for that.
Here we go. All right, Eric. We're
yep.
gonna start out with one of mine.
Okay.
Give me a letter.
A letter of mm-hmm. the alphabet.
Yep.
Let's do X.
Okay. Another letter.
Another letter. This isn't the alphabet, is it?
No, listen. Okay. Just
okay.
trust me.
Another letter. Mm-hmm. P.
Okay, another letter.
How about... Jesus, this is harder than it looks.
A letter. There's
it
26
seems.
Of them, yeah.
Yeah, B.
Okay, another letter.
R.
Another letter.
Z.
Okay, another letter.
I'm going to go Greek. Alpha.
Okay, alpha. So I have to draw that with that over it. Okay, and another letter.
Umlaut.
Umlaut. Okay, so that's all right. Got that. A verb ending in S.
A verb ending in S. Shakes.
Shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now give me another letter.
R. Did I do R yet?
Mm-hmm.
I did
that's
do R.
Fine.
Oh, okay.
Keep it. Next one. Another letter.
S.
Okay. Another letter.
W.
Another letter.
V.
Another letter.
N.
Another letter.
K.
And another letter.
J.
Okay. Noun.
I'm going to go with socks.
Okay.
Sock? Or
okay.
plural noun?
Yeah, no.
Socks,
socks
is okay?
Fine.
Okay.
Okay. And verb?
Shit.
Okay. A person.
Let me see here.
Not a specific person. Like
right.
a type
like,
of person.
Could it be a celebrity or a type of person?
Yeah, like boy, you know,
oh,
like
okay.
that type of thing.
I got you. Driving instructor.
Okay.
Are we done?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a long song. It's in Agata DeVita.
Verb.
Poop.
Poop. Okay. Verb ending in ing.
Licking.
Adjective.
An adjective.
That's a descriptive
I know
word.
What an adjective is, Josh.
Okay.
We're going to go with smelly.
Okay. And a noun?
How about a man purse?
Okay. And a place.
Let's see. Let's go with, we'll keep it Schuylkill County. Let's go with Tamaqua. Okay.
Okay.
Are we done?
Here we go, yeah.
Now, Josh, you're going to sing this.
Yep.
As it should be sung, but with the replacement words.
You ready for this?
I'm definitely ready.
XPBRZ alpha umlaut. Find out what it shakes to me. RSWVNKJ. Take sock TCB. What you shit? Driving instructor, I got it. What you poop? Do you know I got it? All I'm licking is for a smelly man purse when you get to Tamaqua, just a little bit.
That's R-E-S-P-C-T.
Yeah, yeah, but how fucked up is that? Like, I made you just give me letters.
Yeah, that was, I was struggling for letters.
X-P-B-R-Z alpha umlaut.
You don't think it's that hard because you know the letters, but then when somebody asks you to pick one.
You didn't pick one vowel.
No?
No, you must be German.
I wonder if that's some kind of underlying problem I have. You know, how like you go to a psychiatrist and they tell you, look at the Warshaw things.
Well, because normally
you
have to pay for vowels.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you,
it's
do
my
you want
turn,
me to
right?
go a couple times? Because I have like a few more than you.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All go right. ahead. You can do another one.
Okay.
Okay.
Adjective ending in O-U-S.
Scandalous.
Okay.
I don't know where I put mine. Oh, there they are. Okay. Scandalous was my word.
Noun?
Vagina.
Okay. Another adjective ending in O-U-S.
Adventurous.
Nice. Now that is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Plural noun.
Plural noun. Penises.
Penises.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A number.
4.
Okay, and a person? Like a general one. Like
general?
Yeah.
Aunt.
Okay, A-U-N-T,
aunt.
Okay. Noun.
Noun, dildo.
Okay.
How am I doing so far?
Really good.
Okay, good.
Number?
Another number, 11 and a half.
adjective.
Dumb.
Okay. Adjective?
Dumber.
Okay. And plural noun?
Aardvarks.
A-A-R-P. Yeah. Varks. Verb?
A verb. Drinking.
Just drink.
Drink. Right. Okay. Okay, right.
Verb ending in E-R.
A verb ending in E-R. Wow. Verb ending in E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Well, that's hard. Verb ending in E-R. Help me out. Give me an example.
Suffer.
Suffer. Okay. Suffer. I'm going to go with suffer.
How about fluffer?
Fluffer. Yeah. That's a good one.
Uh-huh. And noun ending in T-I-O-N. Like deviation.
Yeah. Verb ending in I-O-N. Masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right.
Okay.
I can't wait for this one.
Very scandalous. Riding on the vagina. Very adventurous. Penis is about to fall. 4-month-old aunt broke the looking dildo. 11 and a half years of dumb luck. The dumber aardvarks in your past. When you're drinking things that you don't understand, then you fluffer. Masturbation ain't the way.
That's it.
That's it.
That was, Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Superstitious.
Stefan Wonder, yeah.
So what would the new title of that be? What was the word I picked?
Masturbation.
No, the first
scandal.
One.
Well, it's called superstition,
yeah.
Not superstitious.
Okay.
So it would be masturbation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Very masturbatious.
Okay.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Masturbatious.
I think so.
If not, it is now.
I'll get my Webster's out, my unabridged Webster's dictionary. Well, how about...
You mean that... short little black kid.
Yeah. Who had that TV show?
Hey, Webster, let me see your dictionary real quick. Not your dick, your dictionary.
He said, what you talking about? That's not him.
What you talking about, Wilbus?
All right, here we go. You ready? I'm going to do one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need a noun.
Kumquat.
Okay, kumquat.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like a coffee maker? Oh, that's a Cuisinart. Never mind. Okay, I need another noun.
Let's go with barista.
Barista. Okay. An adjective.
Cancerous.
Okay. All right. Cancerous. Let's go. A relative.
Let's call him your nephew's brother's uncle's cousin's former roommate.
Hold on. It's going to take me a little bit to write this.
Nephews,
brothers, cousins,
uncles,
former roommate.
Which makes us absolutely
nothing.
Right, which is what you're about to become.
Roommate. Boy, that was a wordy one. All right, a religious group.
Let's go with the Republicans.
The they're not a religious group.
The fuck they aren't. All right, go with genitals.
Evangelicals?
No, genitals.
Genitals?
Yeah, the evangelicals. They're really into, holy things like your asshole.
Okay, evangelicals. All right, and I need a geographical feature.
Geographical feature. Uh-huh. Let's go with Delta.
The Delta?
Yeah.
All right.
You like that one.
And then another noun.
I'm going to have to go with Bob Seger's, brother-in-law.
What?
Bob Seger's brother-in-law.
Boy, you're making me write a lot here. Bob
fucking
Seger's
A.
brother-in-law.
It's going to be a nightmare to sing.
It is. I'm going to have to make it all fit. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's
Here's
hear
my
it.
Song. I'm going to do my best to perform this to the best of my abilities. Here we go. My kumquat tis of the sweet barista of cancerous of the I sing land where my nephew's brother's cousin's uncle's father's roommate died. Land of the evangelical's pride. From every delta, let Bob Seger's brother-in-law ring.
Perfect.
Patriotic.
And that was the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. Written by
actually, no, it
Francis
was my
Ford Coppola.
No, it was My Country Tis of Thee.
It was.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Verb.
Verb.
Mm-hmm.
Lick.
Okay. And then another verb. You're going to have a bunch of these.
Spank.
Okay. Noun.
A nice hat.
Okay. Verb.
Another verb. Fall.
Okay. Another verb.
Get up. No, I can't use that one. Okay.
No.
Another verb.
Come on, think of some good ones.
Poke.
Okay. Adjective.
Ugly.
Okay. Another adjective.
Pretty.
Okay. Another adjective.
old.
Okay. And another adjective.
Really old.
Okay. Another adjective.
Poor.
Noun.
Grapefruit.
Nice. Verb.
Slice.
Okay, and plural noun.
Drugs.
Mm-hmm. Noun.
Foot.
Verb.
Vomit.
Okay, verb.
Smack.
Okay. Verb?
Punch.
And one more verb.
Kick.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Lick me. Spank me, my hat. Fall me. Poke me again. I'm not the ugly one. I'm not the pretty one. I'm not the old one. I'm not the really old one. My poor inside grapefruit. I'll slice your open drugs. Appreciate your foot. You're gonna vomit and smack. Doom, doom, tsh, doom, doom, tsh. Punch me. Kick me, my friend.
That it?
That's it.
Okay. That was Rape Me?
It was, yes. Good job.
Okay, great. That was good.
Lick me.
That one will be topping the charts anytime now.
One more let me do. Here we go.
One more? Is it?
Yeah,
pick a short one.
Okay, this one. This is
taking
really
a lot longer than I expected.
Well, so what?
It's okay.
Give me a place.
A place?
Yep.
Abortion clinic.
Okay. Clinic. Verb.
Let's go with hit.
Okay. Verb ending in ed. Past tense.
Whipped.
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 Okay.
Gotta really pronounce the W and H.
Whipped. Verb.
Assault.
Okay. Noun.
Preacher.
Okay.
I hope this makes sense.
It might not. Verb. It doesn't matter.
They molest.
Okay. That might work. Noun.
Cereal.
Okay. Noun ending in ER. Like booger.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go with.
Don't use the N bomb either.
No, stop. Come on. How dare you?
I said don't.
Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't planning on it.
Oh. You could put wigger.
What do you need? Yeah, let's go with wigger. Cracker.
And then a noun that rhymes with bag.
A noun that rhymes with bag.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it. rag.
Okay. All right.
I'm excited for this one.
On an abortion clinic, wanna hit it all the way, yeah. And I whipped and I said that I'll go and I said that I'll assault out again. And the preacher, I oughta molest her cereal, no. And I said I don't know whether I'm a wigger or the rag. Oh yeah.
Was that Ned Vedder?
Basically, that sounded exactly like what Ned did.
That was Ned Vedder's half brother, Eddie Vedder's band, Pearl Jam, with Yellow Ledbetter.
Yep,
that was good.
Thank
okay,
you. Thank you.
I'm gonna do one more, and then you do one more, and then we're gonna move on.
I don't know. I got like three really good ones.
You gotta pick the best one.
Can I pick the best two?
You could pick the best two.
Okay. I got the best two.
Okay. I'm going to do one more, and then Josh is going to do two more, and then we're going to go in for the final segment of the show. So from what I need from you now, Josh, is I need a noun.
Let's go with placenta.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Let me fill in this. All right. Then I need a word that rhymes with placenta.
Really?
Yeah.
Magenta.
Magenta. Okay, it's a color. Okay, magenta.
Color magenta or whatever.
Yeah. And then I need another noun.
Let's go with scallop.
Scallop?
Yep.
Okay, scallop. And then I need a word that rhymes with scallop.
Let's go with gallop.
Gallop.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I need an occupation.
Let's go with pedophile.
Okay. Is that a job?
Yeah, hand job.
I don't think you get paid for that.
Some people do.
I need another noun.
Let's go with cellmate.
Cellmate?
Yeah.
Like okay, yeah, like you're in jail? Yeah. Okay, I need a verb.
Toilet wine.
That's not a verb. Oh. Toilet. It's an action.
How about toilet whining?
Is that a thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're sitting on the crap. You're like, oh, God, I wish I could take a shit. You know, whining.
Whining?
Yeah, toilet okay. whining.
All right, wine. And then a body part?
Let's go with the... let's go with the pubic follicle.
The pubic follicle?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. I think I have everything I need.
Okay.
And let me fill that in there. All right. Are you ready to be blown away?
Yeah.
By the new version of... I'm too sexy for my placenta. Too sexy for my placenta. Too sexy magenta. And I'm too sexy for my scallop. Too sexy for my scallop. Too sexy gallop. I'm a pedophile. You know what I mean. And I do my little turn on my cellmate. On my cellmate. I whine my little pubic follicle on my cellmate. Yeah.
That was Right Said Fred.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
I'm too sexy?
Too sexy.
I didn't think you were going to guess it.
No, that was a really good one. I fucking loved it. On my cellmate.
All right. That's
great. All right.
All right. Let's do them.
Let's see. Noun?
Noun. Butt.
Okay.
B-U-T-T.
Uh-huh. Verb?
Boy, I'm running out of words.
There's a million of them.
Yeah, but I don't know that many. Push. I don't know if I did push yet.
That's fine. Another noun.
Sleep.
Oh, you know what? These are supposed to end in Y.
Oh, okay. So we need to change them.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Well, okay, apology accepted.
So you could write,
So what do you need from me? Let me know.
Okay, a noun ending in Y.
A noun ending in Y?
Mm-hmm.
Penny.
Okay. And another noun ending in Y.
Oh, my word. Let's go with Heine.
Okay, Heine. That's like your butt, right?
Yeah, that's what my grandmother used to call it.
Yep, verb.
Behead. As you would behead someone.
Yep. Verb.
Let's go with
one syllable.
One syllable. A one syllable verb.
Mm-hmm.
The
other one should have been two. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Come.
Nice. Noun with two syllables.
What was that? I can't hear you.
It's a noun with two syllables.
Noun with two syllables. Noun with two syllables. Let's go with two-syllable noun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirt bag.
Fish paint.
Okay. That's great. And a time of day.
Let's do 7:14 in the morning. Okay. A.M. 7:14 a.m. Or did you need like noon or lunchtime? Bedtime?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Verb, one syllable.
A one syllable verb?
Mm-hmm.
Fart.
I was going to say, you haven't used any F words yet.
Okay.
Another verb.
Fuck.
Okay.
Just for you, buddy.
I
want to use fuck in my song.
Same one, and then same one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so three fucks in a row.
Uh-huh.
Now another single verb, single syllable verb.
Single syllable verb.
Mm-hmm.
Eat.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Perfect.
Perfect?
Adjective. Two syllables.
An adjective with two syllables?
Mm-hmm.
Homeless?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's...
That is perfect.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and a noun. One syllable.
Let's do a fanny pack. Oh, wait. Yeah, one syllable?
Mm-hmm.
These are very specific.
Yep.
A one syllable noun.
This is so I can sing.
Dick.
Okay.
My dick. I want to use my dick.
And noun that rhymes with dick.
Let's go with a noun that rhymes with dick. I'm going to go with ice pick.
Okay.
Okay. Can you use that?
Yeah, I'll use it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Joshua Bryan singing.
Penny, penny, let me push on it. Honey, honey, let me behead on it. Let me come on it. I'll give you a fish pain in the 7:14 a.m. in the morning. I got a fart right now. Will you fuck me? Fuck me, fucky. Will you need me? Will you never eat me? Will you make me so homeless for the rest of my dick? Will you take me away and make me your ice pick?
That's it. We're ending on that one. That
All
was
right.
perfect.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. There's no reason to ruin it.
My next one was going to be Like a Surgeon.
Yeah, we started slow.
Yeah.
We gradually picked up speed, and we ended with a home run. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to play another Joshua Bryan song here.
It's not a Meatloaf cover.
This is an original song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of yours?
Yep.
What's it called?
It's called The Mouth.
The Mouth, and what's it about?
It's an acronym about getting head.
An acronym for getting
like
head? You mean
mouth.
A synonym?
No, mouth.
It
stands for Make Our Universe That Whole.
Oh, that's pretty deep.
It is. Well, I mean, 6 inches deep.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, so enjoy Mouth, and we'll be right back to wrap
Hi,
up the show. Don't go
this
anywhere.
This is Joshua Bryan. This song's called The Mouth.
Songs about head.
Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a roll today.
Well,
you're doing a lot of singing, a lot of guitar playing.
Well, I was dancing too, but for our listeners, you can't see that.
Yeah.
Unless
we start a video podcast, which we
someday,
won't.
Well, it's called Dances of Hazard. You know,
it's kind of like that Lord of the Dance
or Skooks a Dancer.
We're gonna take the show on the road and crisscross to America.
I'm your private dancer. A dancer for podcast.
All right, look, we're going to do one final segment here with everybody. So seeing as Sweeps Week is coming up, that's the television season where all the major networks debut their new programming.
And then
they see how they rate.
With the Nielsen or the RJ Nielsen.
I think that's what it is.
I'm thinking RJ Nelson.
So we came up with some of our own new TV shows that we've come up with, and we're going to pitch them here in a new segment called Show Pitch.
Right. So just pretend we're walking in, and they're letting us go up to the top floor at the Fox News, and the Fox executives and ABC and HBO. They want to hear from us.
Yeah, we're gonna read you all our new shows, and again, here's Josh with another jingle that he's done on his guitar and sing. And sang.
Well, we're trying to get away from using other people's music and stuff. And we've been in bands, in and out of our and out of bands since we're 14. So figure fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
20 years experience. I mean, shit, I have more experience than fucking Billy Joe.
Yeah, so here's the jingle for Show Pitch. Sounds like zombie.
That's true.
She just passed away.
Yep.
You walk in and see the executive. You tell him about your idea. Chances are he'll reject you, 'cause you're no star like his favorite. What's in your head? In your head. Show pitch, show pitch, show pitch, pitch, pitch.
All right, that was great.
Thank you.
You're very talented. I think I said that a couple times today already.
So I walked in to HBO, and I'm like, look, it's been a long time since we had a real wholesome program. He's like, okay, what's your idea? It's called Happy Days of Our Lives.
Happy Days of Our Lives.
The Fonz gets addicted to different soaps, and Ron Howard's twin cheats on him, cheats on his wife with Joni and Chachi.
It's a cross between Happy Days and Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, but it's on at 4 in the morning.
So it's...
Because
yeah,
it's on
late,
HBO,
late
you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to go. Here's my first one. So you've heard of this show, Let's Make a Deal, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so CBS now brings you a similar show based in Schuylkill County called Let's Make a Drug Deal. And you'll watch as residents... What the hell? I can't even read my own writing. Nice. Residents play crazy games to win a bag of drugs. Still hosted by Wayne Brady, though.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Now, Let's Make a Deal. Oh, drug deal or no drug deal? And then they got big suitcases full of fucking drugs.
Right.
And you can't even tell.
Are you going to buy it from this man? He could be a cop.
Now, are you going to make that deal? I'm going to make that deal. Eh, you're busted.
Okay, what's your next?
This was a ruse.
What's your next show?
UFC Junior.
UFC Junior. Fighting children. I love it.
Yep, yeah. They get in the square because, let's face it, the kids don't know what an octagon is yet.
Right. Yeah, that's above
Hosted
their...
by Joe Rogan.
Still hosted by Joe Rogan.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's everywhere.
Kick his ass, kid. Yeah, put him in a fucking leg lock.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Here's a pretty good one, I thought. So you've seen the show called The Good Doctor.
Yeah.
You've heard of The Good Doctor, in which the young doctor, he also suffers from autism, but he's a great doctor. Well, this show I'm going to pitch is called The Bad Doctor. The Bad Doctor also suffers from a disease, but his is AIDS.
Oh, shit, so yeah. You definitely want him operating on you.
And he didn't go to medical school.
Well, I have one that's not exactly it, but it's kind of similar. Mm-hmm. It's called Celebrity Open Heart Surgery, hosted by Dr. Phil's Syrian protege, Raj.
Okay, let me hear more.
Yeah, they just want to, you know, reach right in, and basically you get two celebrities. One has to receive open heart surgery, and the other one...
Even if they don't need it?
Yeah.
Right?
They swap hearts. So
I'd watch that.
Yeah, you get...
heart swap. So you can even have a spinoff, like heart swap.
Yeah.
Like wife swap.
Yeah, heart swap.
You get my heart.
Yep.
My enlarged
celebrity
heart.
Celebrity heart swap, starring Roseanne Arnold. And
Tom Arnold.
And yeah, Tom.
And yeah, okay.
Definitely.
Here we go. Here's
got
my next
one.
Not all these are gold, but.
Well, they're not supposed to be. Obviously, they would be shows already.
Sure, yeah.
Show pitch.
We're going to do this one I have is called The Puppy Hunter. It's a spinoff of The Crocodile Hunter, yeah, in which a lunatic from Pottsville goes around to local pet stores, speaks in an awful Australian accent, and wrestles helpless puppies to the ground who he thinks are going to attack the customers.
Hosted by Michael Vick.
Hosted by Michael Vick.
I got one. It's called Raw and Order. It's a show about ordering undercooked chicken at restaurants across the United States. Raw and order.
Oh, yours are funny.
Well, that's because I'm pretty funny.
Here, Real World. Do you remember the show, The Real
World?
Yeah,
I remember.
It was very popular when we were kids.
Yep.
They're bringing it back. This time they're going to be, it's going to be in Chernobyl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they have a low budget.
Yeah, definitely.
So here we'll look in on 7 people picked to live in a house just a half mile from ground zero. We'll watch how they all descend into madness and deal with their mounting physical deformities due to radiation sickness, right? You'll see great drama, like when Rita discovers she's grown a set of teeth in her cunt. Okay.
Oh man, that's great.
Lots of excitement.
This one's kind of a combination of a movie and a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Clone Storage Wars.
Clone Storage Wars.
Yeah, where you bid on lockers filled with stormtroopers and Dolly the Sheep clones.
Okay.
And it's hosted by Ed Sheeran. You know,
the singer.
Yep. Can I get a 500? And then you open it up, and it's just got two sheep, and they're both dead.
Right. Okay, here we go. Pawn Stars. There's so many different brands of the Pawn Stars show. You got the one in Vegas, the one in Louisiana. Yeah. You know, there's a whole bunch. But this is going to be Pawn Stars Tamaqua.
Okay.
And you're going to watch as the town folk try and pawn items such as VHS tapes, pagers, and old clothes.
And the Crow soundtrack.
And then they get violently angry when the owners refuse to buy any of it. The part of Chumlee will be played by Bobby Arner.
See, now, I think if you would have walked into that meeting and said Pawnsylvania, you would have gotten the show.
Yeah?
Yeah, what do you got there? 49ers gear? Nah, I don't want it. Won't sell here. What do you got? A fucking McNabb jersey? Signed?
Signed McNabb jersey?
Signed McNabb? All right. Okay. I'll buy it. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Is this your last one?
No, I have a few.
You have a few? Oh, you do?
North Korean Idol.
Okay.
Starring Randy Jackson, Kim Jong-il's hologram, and William Hung.
Uh-huh.
And they do mostly songs by, you know, K-pop trios over there, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
It's my favorite style
you
of music.
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. North Korean Idol.
Here's my last one, I should say. This is a sporting show. It's a show about sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got football, basketball, and NASCAR.
Right.
You like NASCAR?
Yeah, I love NASCAR.
Yeah, you remember how you used to say it?
Yeah. NASCAR, and I'd go around in a circle.
Can you say jazz car for me?
Jazz car.
Okay. Well, this, you'll tune in to see all the morbidly obese people racing through the aisles of Walmart.
Oh, that's great.
On their jazzy scooters to see who will wind up winning the grand prize of welfare checks for life.
It's Jeff Gordon's second maldeformed cousin named Cletus Gambino.
And they have the stickers on the sides of the jazzies, sponsors, you know.
I think I have four, but they're all really short.
You have four more?
Yeah, these two are just, I couldn't think of anything. It's called Le Bachelor.
Le Bachelor?
Yeah, it's like The Bachelor, but it's French and really sucks.
Yeah.
But it gets much better ratings,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I have Sesame Avenue.
Sesame Avenue.
Yeah, they get out of the what's it called? The Bowery. And they move to Baltimore to Sesame Avenue, and it's a bunch of Asians standing around going, Sesame. Open Sesame.
Open Sesame.
Another one I have is called the Wheel of Unfortune.
Mm-hmm.
People guess Arabic letters.
I think it's misfortune. Well, I don't think unfortune's a word, Josh.
Okay, Wheel of Misfortune then. You thank you. Thank
You're welcome.
You. See, I'm glad we're writing these together.
Yeah.
People guess Arabic letters to solve puzzles with Islamic scripture, hosted by Muhammad Ali and Vanna Not White. Clapping is illegal in this country. Shit.
And Vanna Not White probably has the gear over her face.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The Habib.
The Habib. Hajib.
Yeah. And they don't clap.
Yeah.
Like I said, you
That's,
can't clap.
Yeah, unless you want to get sent to prison.
And this one is my favorite. It's actually...
Is this it?
Yeah, this is
this
my
the
final
last one.
It's like a made-for-TV movie documentary. It's called Jesse and the Rippers, Behind the Music on VH1.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about an acid trip where John Stamos plays a xylophone in Bob Saget's filthy basement.
One of these has got to get made.
Yeah, only on LSD.
Only.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's the show.
59.
Yeah, look forward to 60. I'm really excited about it.
Dude, 60 is going to be ridiculous.
60 is going to be way better than 50.
You think I was good on an acoustic guitar? Wait till you hear me on an electric mandolin and a K-oscillator.
It'll blow your brains.
I'm going to make my own beats like, whoa.
It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. This guy's a genius over here.
Yeah, basically, I'm like the prostitute of your mind, you know? I'll blow it.
Yeah, I got you.
For $50.
All right, people, that's it. Episode 59. We will see you next time. So, for Josh.
Wah, Brian, I love you.
Wah, Brian, we're out. See ya.
of Hazard Show. The Skooks 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 of Hazard Show.